urging foreign governments to investigate his political foes, doubling down on an action that is already the subject of an impeachment inquiry. President Trump told reporters Thursday Ukraine and China should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, who is running for president.
Well, I think Biden is going down, and I think his whole situation, because now you may very well find that there are many other countries that they scam, just like they scammed China and Ukraine.
Meanwhile, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill in Washington for a closed-door deposition with staff from multiple House of Representatives committees. Kurt Volker resigned last week after a whistleblower complaint triggered the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The allegations focus on the president and a July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Four French police officers were killed Thursday in a knife attack inside the Paris police headquarters. Police union spokesman Loic Travers told reporters the attacker was an administrative employee who worked with the Paris police for 20 years. Travers said the attack appeared to have begun in the suspect's office. The attacker was eventually shot and killed by officers. Pakistan says that visiting U.S. and Taliban delegates will hold a direct bilateral meeting to discuss resumption of peace talks. The talks are aimed at ending the nearly two decades of conflict in neighboring Afghanistan. The foreign minister told reporters Islamabad is optimistic the stalled U.S.-Taliban talks will resume. North Korea said on Thursday it had successfully test-fired a new submarine-launched ballistic missile from the sea. This comes ahead of new nuclear talks with the U.S. This is VOA News. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators clashed with police into the early hours of Thursday. They're venting.